Instant Messages, Class Prayer by John Dayton. I was sitting in my advanced neuroscience class during my last semester of undergraduate work at Brigham Young University. One of my favorite things about BYU was that most of my classes began with a prayer. This morning it was Josh's turn to pray. Name has been changed. I had met Josh in a biology class the previous year. He had a quiet confidence that set him apart from the other pre-medical students, and he was someone I looked up to. He seemed to get good grades effortlessly, while the rest of us scrambled for scientific research experience to pad our graduate school applications. He had chosen to study with a renowned religious scholar instead. In contrast, my own college experience had been frustrating. I didn't do poorly, but I was never the top student in any of my classes. Despite the time I spent doing homework and working with professors, I never felt that I was performing as well as I could have. What was Josh's secret? What was he doing that I wasn't? That morning, his simple prayer held the answer. He began by reverently addressing Heavenly Father. He respectfully thanked him for the opportunity to be at school that morning and to learn from our accomplished professor. He thanked God for blessing us with good minds. Then he asked him to help us remember that our talents and gifts were not ours alone, but to be used in his service. He humbly concluded by asking that we be blessed with a spirit that morning so that we could internalize what we were taught and ultimately use that knowledge to perform well on our tests, provide for our families, and serve our fellow men. I was touched and edified by Josh's prayer. His attitude toward learning was quite different from mine. While I had felt I was entitled to a college education, Josh seemed truly grateful for the opportunity to learn. My goal was to get into medical school and make a good income as a doctor. But Josh was praying that what he learned would make him a better servant. I believe our Heavenly Father blesses those who will, in turn, bless his children. When we have service as a goal, I believe that God will aid us in our righteous endeavors. As a result of Josh's class prayer, I resolved to be more grateful for my blessings and opportunities and to approach my education with the goal of serving others better. Getting the Message by Stephanie Taft.
Getting the Message by Stephanie Taft. One day I was complaining to my mom about how boring sacrament meeting was. I felt that it was just for adults and that it didn't help me at all. My mom told me it was boring because I wasn't really trying to learn. She said that if I would pray before sacrament meeting to understand the talks and then really try to listen, I would hear the answers to questions I had. She also said the Spirit could help me understand the message in a way that would make the talk just for me. I wasn't really sure if that would happen, but I decided to give it a try the next Sunday. When I got up Sunday morning, I prayed to learn something in sacrament meeting. Then right before sacrament meeting began, I prayed about it again. During the talks, I tried really hard to listen and understand instead of thinking my own thoughts, as I usually did. I couldn't believe it. The first talk was about receiving personal direction from the speakers in sacrament meeting. As the meeting went on, I felt like every speaker was saying exactly what I needed to hear, and I felt the Spirit telling me that the things I heard were true. Now I look forward to sacrament meeting because I know I will always learn something if I go with the right attitude.
Singing for Strength by Jared B. Koons. As a Spanish-speaking missionary, I found the hymns to be an invaluable source of spiritual power. One hymn in particular helped me have faith in God and confidence in myself as we did our daily tracting. The optimistic lines of God Speed the Right, hymns number 106, helped me keep the Spirit with me despite harsh rejection. One line in particular from the Spanish version of that hymn, Dios da valor, gave me encouragement. como principes reales supportimos bien los males. This line translates into English, as princes will endure well the difficult times. As I memorized those motivating words, I found the strength within myself to keep going and to knock on that next door. Missionary to My Grandparents by Catherine Allen. For one of my value projects in the Personal Progress Program, I decided to send a copy of the Book of Mormon to my grandparents, who are not members of the church. I was very nervous about this because my grandparents had never seemed to like the church very much, but I felt strongly that this was something I should do. I went through the Book of Mormon and marked the scriptures important to me. Then I wrote my testimony on the inside of the cover and fasted that they would accept my gift. I was afraid their reaction would be negative, but they surprised me. One day, while I was checking my email, I found a message from them. They thanked me for sending the Book of Mormon to them and for the time I had taken to make it personal for them. This experience taught me to have faith in the Lord and follow the promptings of the Spirit. We never know what the consequences of our actions will be, but if we trust in the Lord, we will never regret it. Instant Messages features personal experiences, insights into favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony, and you'd like us to consider it for Instant Messages, please send it to New Era, Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email it to newera@ldschurch.org. Please limit submissions to 400 words or less. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, Instant Messages.